Kevin's coming up there. Mr. Secretary, I always allow you to have some opening comments. Is there any? I kind of overlooked that. Sorry about that. Would you have any comments today?
Good morning, commissioners, members of the audience, and Representative Duvall, thank you for joining us today. We're always happy to have the legislature involved with us. I mean it sincerely. But yeah, I want to welcome everybody. It is a busy schedule. We have a lot of things going on. Staff spent a lot of time working this, working with the public. I appreciate all the time the public has spent sending in comments and being engaged. That's the way the process is supposed to work. So good luck today. And also, Tony, I think there's maybe some point you want to talk about the Rules Committee, too. We got some good accolades on the process we're running. So I think you share that with the commission. It'd be good. So with that, thank you and good luck today, commissioners.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kelly. And sorry I missed, shouldn't have missed that red dress, but I did. Welcome. Okay. With that, Kevin, if you want to start us off on non-meandered waters.
All right, will do. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roebling here, Special Projects Coordinator with the Game, Fish, and Parks. Actually, July marks almost a year since I've been in this position. I started this position the end of July last year. I accepted the challenge of taking on non-meandered waters, and the challenge it has been. Some days have been more challenging than others. Some months have been more challenging than others. I tell you what, I got into this job for two reasons. One, because I'm passionate about the outdoors, about outdoor recreation, hunting, and fishing. And number two is to make sure my kids and my kids' kids and future generations have an opportunity to hunt and fish in this state. Outdoor recreation is important to this department. It really is. It's genuinely important to provide recreational opportunities, and we do that day in and day out. And I assure you, some of these negotiations we've been in with landowners and sportsmen groups, they've been tough. They have been tough, but at the end of the day, our goal is to continue providing and maximizing recreational opportunities while balancing the desires and requests of those landowners. And I want the public to know that. I want the public to know that we go to these meetings, we go to these conversations and discussions that, you know, we're in that to implement SDCL 4123. We have been obligated by the legislature to implement South Dakota Codified Law 41-23, the non-meandered water legislation, to the best of our abilities, and that's what we're going to do each and every day. And while we do it, we're going to try to maximize recreational opportunity. You know, there's been a lot of discussion on social media, if you will, a lot of discussion amongst sportsmen and women groups across the state, and some of those discussions have been negative, and they have been, you know, very combative at times, and I would really like to really draw a line in the sand and let's move forward. Let's compromise and work together, and I can't stress that enough, because at the end of the day, this department is committed to maximizing recreational opportunity, and I sincerely mean that. Secretary Hepler sincerely means that, and I assure you we will continue working hard at doing just that for all the citizens of this state. So I wanted to start off with that. I know today we have some really contentious non-meandered water proposals in front of you, and I just wanted the public to know, you know, where we're at, where Game, Fish, and Parks minds are at, and it's important that we articulate that very clearly. So with that, on a little bit of a brighter note, we had our first Adopt a Lake day here just on June 30th. On Lake Ponset, I'll turn your attention to the presentation. And we had 15 participants, actually. And this is a really great project to, you know, get folks involved with keeping our lakes, keeping our rivers, keeping our recreational areas clean of litter and trash. And here's a prime example of two groups that stepped up to the plate. We had Walleyes Unlimited and the Lake Ponset Lake Association. They dedicated a day to go out and clean up. This here is a beach area. The Lake Ponset Lake Association cleaned up Sorensen Beach. You can see the folks there. Here's their crew and their bag of trash. That was a great day for those folks. We also had an area, they call it the Los Alamos Bridge, and this is on Lake Ponset as well, but you can see just how much trash we're dealing with there. I mean, it's incredible. And at the end of the day, there's their pile. And that's not even a half-mile stretch of road. So I wanted to just thank staff. Dan Sternhagen has been great. He's the CEO up there in Watertown area, Cottington County. He coordinated this effort. Other staff members, Rhett Russell, and I just truly appreciate, you know, these efforts, and we're going to continue this. Actually, our next event is scheduled for August 16th, 2018 here, and at 5:30, we're looking at cleaning up some of the north access area of the Big Sioux River, and that meeting location will be the Big Sioux State Rec area. That is already posted on our social media pages, and I encourage folks to attend that event. And we'll have more of these Adopt a Lake events as time goes on. This is a project we're just getting off the ground, and it's gaining momentum. So I appreciate all the folks involved. As far as non-meandered water closures, we still have 3,760 acres closed to date. We haven't had a request to close a non-meandered water for 5 months now. And like I said earlier, we're going to continue maximizing recreational opportunity while balancing the requests of those landowners. So, with that, are there any questions?
Just to comment on your comments, I know the commission is dedicated to public access to these properties, these lakes, as well. And I mean, that's foremost in our mind. And I know every commissioner puts a lot of effort into assuring that this takes place. So appreciate your efforts on this. Maybe I'll buy you a Tootsie Roll or something.
Thank you, Commissioner.
After the meeting. You have a comment, Kathy?
I was just going to second that Kevin, you've worked so hard with all the landowners, listen to the sportsmen. You're working on the law that has been passed to implement it, and that is what we have all been tasked to do.
Thank you, and the Adopt a Lake is a great project, so I'm glad to see some participation in that. Any other comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to resident, non-resident